Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, so I am back with Cynthia Bailey for another episode of Two T's in a Pod and a C. Hi!
Hey.
Well, you've been all over the place doing all of the things. First question. Well, first thing I want to point out. Yesterday, all of you twats listeners got Cynthia up to 4 million.
Yes.
And while that was happening, Insta was having a glitch and all of a sudden took away all my followers. So for like 40 minutes, I had 10,000 followers.
Did you get like, them back?
They're back now. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a full Insta glitch. I started checking everyone that's like has a blue check mark, like if anybody else lost them. So I don't know if it was because we had too many people logged onto my account or I was having a moment of being shadow banned. I don't know. But there was 45 minutes where I was like, my paid posts are over.
Crazy. See, this is the thing I hate about those Instagram glitches. And when it happens, it always takes away followers. It never gives you an extra 10,000 for 45 minutes.
Yeah. And I'm like, great. Now Cynthia's hit 4 million and I'm down to 10,000. I went from 1 million to 10,000.
I'm winning. But no, listen. Okay. Thank you guys to everyone that listens to Teddy and Tamara's podcast, Two T's and a C. Thank you guys so much for getting me to 4 million. I was just so close and you guys definitely got me there for every person, every human, every dog, every goldfish. You guys were following from every account that you could find and I truly appreciate you guys. So now I'm good. Now, just don't unfollow me, okay? Just stay, let's hold it steady, all right?
Not the goldfish, I'm dead. But I think that, you know, I could get a little special shout out because I happened to be, we were both trending the day of the Nini and the day you didn't dodge all my bullets. The day you took them and you answered, that really got us a lot of stuff going on there. So I was like, you know what? I see both me and Cynthia trending here. Of course, yours all positive. Mine, Teddy's messy for bringing this up. Teddy's an asshole for saying. I'm like,
well, I don't know if you know mine was all positive, but whatever. Trend is a trend. You know, it's always good fun to trend when you're getting dragged.
but I think
from posting my inspirational quotes, it's always when someone's dragging my ass. So yeah, thank you.
Well, I can say that you may have gotten another uptick the other day when you posted a photo of you tagged the wrong ex-housewife.
Oh, my God. Okay, I apologize for that. I'm going to go fix that when I get done with this. I felt like some people in the comments were saying, I don't think that's this person, but I got busy and forgot to like circle back. So that was not intentional. That was not shade. That was just honestly a mistake. I was trying to get everybody because sometimes I don't know everybody in housewife world. And I was like, okay, let me just try to like figure out who this person is. So, you know.
Well, let's see who. Oh, you tagged Jen Fessler and you were supposed to be tagged.
Leanne. But wasn't Jen there too? Wasn't she in the picture too? No?
Nope. Nope. We're okay. Looking at it right now. So, no.
I could have sworn that I met Jen there. Okay.
Well, right. You may have met her there.
But she wasn't in the photo.
She may have been seen by your eyes, but we didn't happen to see her in your photo. And I was like, maybe our girl Synth had a couple drinks and then.
Well,
and then you get, what is it? Maybe you had a moment like Ryan had where you sent his limp dick to the wrong.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will correct all of that. Thank you for pointing that out, you guys. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So funny. Jen is in the group photo. She is in the group photo, but she's not.
Okay.
Okay, but she was not in the main one posted. That was Luann. That was not Luann. That was Leanne. Now I got myself confused for the love of
Luann, God. Leanne.
Oh, whatever. My God. But here's the point. You're making your rounds. And yes. Last week on the episode, or the beginning of the week, Tam had a touch of jealousy. She goes, listen, people are loving you and Cynthia. And I feel like I don't feel like I talk to you as much now that you have Cynthia on. I'm like, oh my gosh, Tamara, I've been horse showing nonstop. And clearly, like, Cynthia is making the rounds. So, like, I got a lot of things I need to touch base with her on, like who she made out with at Mick Jagger's wedding.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, first of all, let me just assure Tamara that I am no match for her, okay? A one and only. I'm happy to humbly fill in for her from time to time. And actually, whenever you go away, like, fill in for you. Like, I'm just having fun, like, just getting in the mess with you guys and trying to stay out of the mess, but like, you know, just getting in and out of it. So love you, Tam. You're good. Do not be jealous. Matter of fact, it'd be fun to do it with the three of us, you know, all together.
I know. We should do one where we just do a questionnaire for all of us. Yeah. So below. Oh yeah. Mick Jagger.
Okay. The party was epic. Okay. I literally flew there for like 24 hours. I cleared out my Delta Sky Miles so I can go. Cost me like 400,000 Sky Miles to go first class.
That's which a lot.
When I was like, if I somehow got myself invited to a Mick Jagger party, I'm not going in coach. I'm going first
no, class. No, you're going to lay flat. Have some drinks. Have some braised.
All of that stuff.
Yeah. Okay?
Feel important. All right. Because yeah. I'm going to a very important, exciting party that somehow the invite landed in my lap. So I go and best 400,000 miles I ever used. Delta, I only have like 30,000 miles left now, but hey. But I go, Teddy, and I'm literally like it was so epic. Like we get there. Well, first of all, like Mick's fiance Melanie is like so sweet. Like she was like
how old is she? Do you think approximately?
She's a lot younger than he is, but I can't remember how
younger she than you.
Well, everyone's younger than I am. I'm like 56. Well.
I don't know about that.
Probably was like Mick and I were probably the oldest people there. It was like all A-list, but Melanie was so sweet the whole time. Like we get to the party, we're like, you know, waiting for him to come. And she's texting me like, hey, you know, we're running a little bit behind. We'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm like, and all I would do was like, I wanted to make an announcement, be like, I happen to know that they're 15 minutes away because Melanie's texting me, giving me the point by point, play by play. So
Melanie is your new bestie. So soon you're going to replace me. Melanie
will never get rid of me. I have claimed those Jaggers as my friends. In fact, his sister just DM'd me. It all goes down in DMs. This is how this whole thing. Well,
you know what? Everybody's sliding into everybody's DMs.
I'm telling you. So his daughter, Anna Jagger, just texted me, just DM'd me last night. She has like a clothing line. She's like, I'd love to see some stuff. It's so great to meet you, whatever, whatever, whatever. So I'm just...
You're really bringing it in. I have a question.
Moving my steps.
Did Sutton bring glam?
You know what? I can't remember. She didn't bring glam, but she may have gotten glam
days ago.
You know, Sutton's worldwide. I think she actually may have had glam there. But, you know, Sutton's actually pretty good with doing her own hair and makeup.
She is really good, but she always brings glam. So that's why I was wondering if she brought glam. And then who did your glam?
I did my own glam.
Oh yeah, like, you can like do a your own glam.
Show. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I did my own stuff. And what else did I? I met some. Oh, let me tell you some of the people that was there: Bill Gates, Leonardo DiCaprio, Stella McCarthy, Lenny Kravitz, Tobey Maguire. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Okay, those were like the main ones.
And well, did you make out with anyone?
No, I didn't make out with anyone.
Cynthia, I gave you one job. Pay attention.
It was a big room. I will say that Mick was so gracious enough. As soon as he saw me, he was like, oh, my God, Cynthia. I was like, he remembers my name, number one. He's like, I can't believe you made it. I was like, duh. Of course I made it here. Like, I set my whole life around this party. Anyway, he was like, let me introduce you to everyone. He like took my hand and introduced me to like all of the like A-lister people. And the great thing about his party was, it was such a VIP party. Like Mick wasn't roped off somewhere. You couldn't get to him. Like he was just hanging out with everyone. Everybody.
It was just a party cool. Party.
It was just like a regular party. And it was
super- Were there assigned seating? Because no. Sutton in the past is very particular about wanting her name tag on a seat. How did she handle this?
No, Sutton was good. Sutton had prime seating. Like it was like Mick's booth. And then we were at the booth right next door. So. And
God damn. Who else at the table?
Who else was at whose table?
Your Mick's table.
Just a bunch of other people that were probably somebody, but I didn't know who they were. Like, I feel like everyone was somebody, but you know, I get people confused. So I didn't know. I just was like, you look like somebody that I recognize. But I have an update. So I didn't, because everybody's been asking me about this on my Instagram. So I didn't make out with anyone, but I will say, and I can't say much, that one of the amazing celebrity persons that was there did ask for my number. So I won't say who it is, but it is one of the people that I listed. Okay. Who was there? So don't try to figure it out.
Hold on.
Somebody asked for my number, and of course, I obliged and gave it to him. But here's the thing. They haven't called me yet. It has been like a week.
Are his initials TM?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say. Don't start anything because, okay, all right. It was someone in the list that I said, and I have gone public to say in the past before I thought I would ever be in the same room with him or sitting at the same table with him. I've definitely said this person is my celebrity crush. So I'm going to leave it right there, but he hasn't like texted me or called me. So,
well, give him time. He's playing cool. Like we're just a couple days out.
Well, that's the thing with those like A-lister people. Maybe they'd like wait like 3 weeks before they like, you know, call.
Should me. I slide into his DMs? Hi, it's...
No.
Hi, it's Teddy, Cynthia's friend. Well, while you're being worldwide, I'm being as worldwide as you can be in Los Angeles tonight because I just got invited to go to the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
And Slate doesn't know. I didn't know what to tell her because, one, I didn't even know all the hubbub that goes around with this Taylor Swift concert. Yes. But apparently you have to have friendship bracelets pre-made. With your favorite songs on them. That's the trend. Then wow. You have to also wear, like you have to pick an era that you're going to dress in. One of your Taylor Swift eras. So now I have multiple eras laid out. Slate and her bestie think that we're going to a Barbie party because I didn't know what else to tell them we could be doing. But so I'm like, oh yeah, that's why there's this pink stuff laid out because we're going to an after Barbie party. So Slate's in for the surprise of her life. Today, because mm-hmm. I was like, I can't get tickets. They're like, it's crazy expensive. And so I was just like, we're not going. Like, I don't care how much I love you. I'm not spending $5,000 for tickets to a concert. And these fell on my lap. Thank you so much to the Rams. So we are going and we are really excited. I may not have Leonardo DiCaprio or Tobey Maguire asking for my number there, but I will be in a.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to post all the photos of you and Slate. It's going to be fun.
But now we have to get down to some work.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
okay. First thing, are you friends with LaToya?
I worked with LaToya on the show on Real Housewives. And we mostly have hung out on the show in a work capacity. I've never hung out with LaToya outside of the show. So we're cool. You know, when we see each other, it's all good. But we've never hung out outside of the show. So I don't know what that means.
Well, you were at the Bolo Bachelorette party. So yes. Now I need to know the next question.
Okay.
And there's no dodging it here.
Okay.
Did you see Drew and LaToya kiss?
No, but I heard about it the next day.
Did you hear about it from Candy?
I heard about it from a couple of people that there were some kissing going on between.
Do you think it was a kissing like silly girls kissing or like real making out action?
I don't know. I mean, it was a lot going on that night, so it could have gone either way. I will say that, you know, those two like bumped heads like quite a bit, like when they first met each other on the show. So at that point, I was just glad that they kissed and made up. So I don't know.
Now I have something else that just was reminded, we're going back to Mick Jagger. Recently, you said that your celebrity crush was Lenny Kravitz, but I didn't hear his name on that list that you just gave me.
His name was on the list.
Don't
jinx it. Oh my God. I'm not even admitting that it's him. It's someone on the list and I have recently said, okay, I'm telling on myself. But it doesn't matter. He hasn't called, so. He was probably just being nice and asked for it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've actually met Lenny Kravitz before. Know whose number he didn't ask for? Mine.
Okay, I do not want to make this a thing.
Don't worry. It won't, it won't be a thing. My Matt Damon thing stays totally under the radar. Had my dad calling me after Tamara brought it up because it was in People magazine.
No, I mean, he's like, from the little bit of time that I interacted with him, you know, he just seemed really quiet and super laid back. So I don't want to like blow up his spot like we're blowing up spot right now. But
that's what we do here.
I took a photo with him and I haven't posted it yet because I just don't want to seem like super like, yay. You know,
you want to wait. You want to wait till he reaches out to post the photo. Play it cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to. But it's hard because it's a damn good picture of us. So
can you send it to me? I won't post it. I won't leak it, but I need to see it. All right. But back to the Bolo Bachelorette party.
Yes.
How wasted were all of you guys?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 11.
11.
Yes.
And when people were talking about it the next day, was anybody talking about it with Drew or were people only talking about it behind her back?
Oh, God. I can't remember, but probably both.
Okay, because the part that's so confusing to me about, I know you're not caught up on Atlanta, but is why they're bringing this up years later.
No, right. Just won't go away. I don't know why they brought this up in Portugal. It's really like old news. And according to Drew, fake news. So it's just, we shouldn't.
But Drew wasn't doing the best at, fibbing might not be Drew's best thing.
Here's the thing. And, you know, I love Drew and I love my girl Candy. You know, Candy says that she saw it with her own two eyes. And one thing I can say about Candy is she's just not going to like make up a lie. So I don't know if it looked like they were kissing, but maybe they weren't, like if there was actually no, I don't know. I just have never known Candy Burris Tucker to lie.
But you heard it back then. This isn't a new thing that was brought up for this season. It wasn't like Marlo bringing up her cousin from 2 years ago. This was like,
I feel like it wasn't as big as it wasn't the biggest highlight of the Bolo.
Some other things went down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember it's like beating it to death, but like somehow now it's like a big topic on the season, but I remember it like maybe being brought up, but not like catching much steam. So.
Okay.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, now we got to get into Watch What Happens Live last night. Shannon and Vicky were on. Vicky had first seat.
Yes.
And the live viewer poll said Shannon overreacted at Tamara bringing up the relationship that Ryan will cheat on Jen in a landslide. They would most likely want to whoop it up with Emily. Shannon admits that she did have an argument with John's daughter at the bar. Do you know this backstory?
The bar backstory, no, not really.
Okay, so essentially in the last pod, Tamara and I had to break down two different stories that happened with Shannon, where supposedly she was escorted out of the bar, things were happening. Shannon only discussed one last night on Watch What Happens Live, and that was that she's currently been hanging out with John Jansen, which is the guy that was on this episode that doesn't say any words.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend. Okay. But then they broke up after the season ended, which nobody wants a breakup to happen after the season ended. Do it while it's airing, or like,
right.
But now they're hanging out again. Shannon admits last night on Watch What Happens Live that she and John are hanging out from time to time. To me, it seems like a friends with benefits. I could be wrong.
Okay.
But apparently she's never had a great relationship with John's daughter. And I guess they did get into an altercation. But even though clickbait is leading us to believe she was escorted out, she said last night on Watch What Happens Live, "I was not escorted out. The lights were already up. The party was over. The bar was closing. Yes, there was an argument, but the only reason I had help was to get my Uber because everybody was leaving at the same time." Right. Either way, if you know that you guys don't have a good relationship, why are you even together? Like, if you're not even with him, why are you all spending time together?
Yeah.
Like, with the kids.
Yeah.
If you know it's going to lead to drama. But
yeah.
Then also last night, they asked Vicky who her least favorite OC housewife is. And she says Bronwyn, which to me, we all know why she said that. I'm not going to spell it out for everybody, but I mean, I know a lot of people that Bronwyn was not their favorite housewife, but I feel like Vicky has a pattern of things she has said and done. And so this wasn't shocking to me. She also said she'll never go back to Bluestone Manor. Shannon would not answer who has had more iconic moments, Tamron or Vicky. I feel like Shannon wouldn't answer that because they're on a Tres Amigas tour and they don't want that to implode. And then final thing, Vicky said Andy asked Vicky, is it true that Teddy was banned from attending your Tres Amigas show, Vicky, because of you? And Vicky's response is, yeah, of course, I can't stand her. Aww. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to come back with funny shade,
right,
do it. Like, say something funny.
Right, right.
Like, reference something from the past, say something funny. But saying you can't stand somebody mm-hmm. you've met two times mm-hmm. and who, like, yes, we did get into a Twitter thing years ago, but, like, I had your back at BravoCon. I've had your back on this pod. Mm-hmm. It kind of screams, like, insecure train wreck. Like, why are you so upset that I am friends with Tamara and we're doing well together? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, who, if you created something with somebody else that I didn't like if you and Sutton, it's not mm-hmm. even that I just like Sutton, but we're not close by any means, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to go on and say, like, Cynthia, I can't stand her.
Right, right, right. And
it's just mean.
Right. And so here's the thing, like, with, you know, the housewife world, like, there's, like, you know, a bunch of us that don't get along and that don't like each other. And it's like, we know that. Like, I know that, you know, Nene doesn't like me. I'm clear on that. Okay.
Now.
but you know, even she has never just was like, I just can't stand Cynthia. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's just like, hey, the world knows. Hey, we don't jail. We don't mesh. I feel like when you take it that extra step, it's just like, why? We get it. Vicky doesn't like you. You know, there's other people you don't like. We all, you know, like who we like and don't like who we don't like. It's just like, come on. Like, we have to see each other, you know, at some point. So it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like that it didn't need to go. Like, we didn't need that little extra stamp.
Like, the extra, like, if anything, well, yeah, she could have been funny and been like, no, it's my Tamara time and I banned exactly. her. You know, exactly. That's a funny way to do it. I didn't want those two doing their twats thing on our show. Whatever yeah. it may be, but to say you can't stand someone, I've just gotten a lot of DMs about it. People are like, you know, this is someone who went on a show and helped cover up that her ex lied about having cancer, allegedly. So it's like, why would you go so low with me where I don't even know you?
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like too, Teddy, like, you know, the relationships that are built on these shows, you know, can go up and down. Like, one minute you can't stand someone, the next minute you run into them at BravoCon or whatever, and you guys are good. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, well, I don't even know why I didn't like you all this time. Like, it just can always try to leave that wiggle room to at least be in a respectful place with people that I have to still run into from time to time.
Yeah, make a joke.
Again, then, hey, I'm not even going to talk about you. And, like, I just... like, okay, we're not good. It is.
Yeah. I think that there's a way to joke about something. There's a way to say, like, oh, in the past, we, you know, but I think yeah. there's, she took it to the point where, like, people who were in the audience last night sent me messages and they were like, listen, it got awkward. And then, like, Andy was like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah,
and
I was like, you're not her person. We get it.
We get it. We got it. And also, now it sucks because I'm trying to have an open mind as I watch you, Vicky. And now you got to be trying to dog me out for succeeding with your friend. You should at least say, like, I am happy that you got to go to Mick Jagger and give your number out with Sutton. I am thrilled by that. Yes. Sutton, let's make up. I'll go.
Yes. And also, you know, in your defense, like, even when we were recapping last week's show, like, we both agreed, like, we were excited that Vicky was back. Like, you had nothing but great things to say about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I move on from yeah. shit. Like, I, whatever. We had a little tiff because you said something nasty about me on the press and I fought back. I mean, let's also be clear. She started it. So I fought back for a second. Oh. And now you're coming again. Like, please.
Right.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, let's getting into the show.
Okay.
It starts off with Shannon goes to the production crew and tells them that John is very private and will lose it if this comes out. Tamara tells Shannon that Heather told Emily and Gina that Shannon's relationship is shit. Mm-hmm. Tamara says Heather must not remember that the last time she talked about Shannon's relationship, it blew up in her face. Mm-hmm. Should it be okay for a housewife to go to production and ask for something not to be aired?
Woo! Been there, done that. Like, okay, so I was on Housewives on Atlanta for 11 years. So, of course, there was a ton of stuff that I would have loved for them to have not have aired. I will say, honestly, you know, I feel Shannon's pain because I've been in that situation before where I was like, if this is aired, it's going to completely screw up my relationship or screw up even like my situation with my family, whatever it is, like some horrible thing. So I think that on the other hand, if you sign up for the show and you sign up for the check, you just have to write it out. Like you just have to convince your person that you're convinced that you're, that, you know, is going to be pissed off that, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I hate that they're going to show this, but hopefully their relationship is solid enough to get past it. But it does suck. But I will say, if there was ever any time that I would really use that power, if I had that power to do that, it would be if it was something with my kid. If it's kids, don't put that shit on the show. This is my kid. My kid is part of my package. She didn't personally sign up for this, but any grown folks, you gotta take care.
And especially if here's where I think you can kind of draw the line. If the person that is being talked about has also signed to be on that television show, so it's an adult, they're willing, they're there, they're showing up to events, it's fair game. Yeah. I can say in all of my time, you know, I didn't have a ton of time, but my 3 years on, or whatever, it's 4 years of filming for 3 years.
That's enough time for something.
But like shit did fan. A lot of bad shit happened that wasn't aired that I never asked not to be aired. But I was like, wow, why didn't they, like my first season, I'm like, why didn't they air that? They really could have gotten me in trouble there. But you know, just however it is, there was one instance, my second season, that I said something involving one of my parents. Mm-hmm. that had nothing to do with any storylines, that nobody brought up again, that at the end of the season, I just said, listen, this is really weighing on me. I don't know if you're even using it.
Right.
But I'm really scared it would hurt this person's feelings. Is there any way, if you are airing it, it could be taken out? Because there's like, it didn't add to who I am. It didn't add to any story. It didn't add to any drama.
Right.
And they just said, listen, it's not in there.
Okay.
You know, like, but they didn't take it out for me, but I just was like,
but they just didn't put it in because it made no sense to have it.
It made no sense. There was no, if there's no follow-up to a drama, it doesn't necessarily make any sense. So, I just, that I can understand there are moments, but if you're on a relation, if you're in a relationship and you're on the show, that shit's fair game. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is.
It is. It is. But I do feel for Shannon because it sucks. It sucks. But it's like, sorry, baby girl, you're on a reality show. Like, we've all been in that seat before, but I felt her pain in that moment. I have to say, I was like, damn it. I know what
Shannon seems like she's one Celsius drink away from like a full blown panic attack. Like, she is. Like, words, and I have panic attacks, but words aren't even forming at this point. You're just like, then Emily takes her family to the pumpkin patch and her and Shane run into issues because of their different parenting styles. Shane likes to check her in front of her kids and take away her authority. Later in the episode, Emily and Shane go out for dinner. Emily tells Shane that she wants him to respect her as a mother. Shane says it was an accident and it will get better. Have you found yourself in this position, and should you always put up a united front in front of the children?
Completely found myself in that position with Noelle's dad. And I personally feel like we're stronger together as parents when we are on one accord, because what happens is I don't want to be like, you know, we kind of got into like a good cop, bad cop thing, because, and I'm the bad cop because Noelle's with me most of the time. So when she's with him, it's all fun. And like, let's go to Aspen, let's go skiing or whatever. Yeah. Whatever with me, it's like, you know, clean up this house.
We got to clean out the garage.
Yeah, why is this car a mess? And, you know, clean out the garage and all that stuff. So we did have to have a conversation, especially when Noelle got older and knew how to play us against each other. When she figured that out, it was like, if I say something, you have to back me up. Now, if you just don't agree with my decision, then you and I should talk about that privately, but still come back to Noelle on one accord. It just makes, we're just stronger together as a parent. And at the end of the day, we're only going to give her the right, you know, direction anyway. So,
And I would say with me and Ed, you know, I see where Emily is saying, because Emily, I think all of the family moments are so important to her because she didn't have those growing up, and Shane did. Mm-hmm. So when he jokes or when he says things,
it's a little triggering for her.
Yeah. For her, it's because you can tell, even she started to cry at the pumpkin patch. And then even at the dinner later, when he starts to joke or when he starts to whatever, you can start to see her like well up with tears. You know, I felt for her in that moment, but I also like know I can sometimes be the person that wants to make a joke to lighten things up. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's just not the right time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I love these two together. But I do think that I love that, first of all, he was like, I'm sorry, it was an accident. He completely like was like,
I know, he stopped joking for that moment.
Yeah. Well, I love that. But I will say with the joking thing, like sometimes, you know, I don't like when you say something that's not nice and it's a joke, like, you know what
the
I mean?
Scarecrow.
Yeah. It's like, okay. But that, like, jokes can be mean spirited too. So don't say, well, I'm not saying he's being mean spirited, but like, okay, I didn't like the joke. So if I don't like the joke, don't joke and be like, oh, I'm just joking with you. You know what I mean?
But also there's a timing for the jokes. Like if she already had shown that she was emotional.
Yes.
And then in the next 2 seconds, he's like, do you guys see the scarecrow? Oh, no, wait, that's mommy. You know, like maybe now isn't really the time for the joke. Yeah. Like maybe that joke could have been funny if there
was. And it wasn't funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like, don't get the joke.
It wasn't funny to me.
But yeah, I mean, there are definitely times in our marriage and in our parenting that Edwin and I don't 100% agree, or that we have to have private conversations about. Prior, like, I grew up being able to have sleepovers at other people's houses.
Yeah.
It has been his stance since day one. We're welcome to have kids stay here. our kids will not do sleepovers at other people's houses. It's his. And from day one, he's told me that.
Yep.
And so I have never pushed him on that.
Yes.
Like, because there's no point. I've already known this. Right. Maybe when they get older to a certain point, things will change, but I don't need to put him into that situation. You know, like, yes, I've helped push the limit. Like Slate wanted to go to her friend's tennis party the other night and it didn't end till 9:30. Like she should be home by 8. I'm like, Slate's not going to be home till 9:30 because, you know, like you can fudge it a little, but to totally like discredit what the other one wants and needs, I think is different.
Right. I agree. And, you know, I was like that with Noelle when she was younger. Like I always like, you know, made it a point to make her sleepovers way more fabulous than anywhere that she'd go, so that the kid would always want to come to our house like secretly. And then she wouldn't have to go to theirs.
Yeah. It's just
got to make sure this sleepover is banging. So the kid is like, forget her coming to my house. I just want to go to Noelle's house. So, you know, it came at a price, but I made sure the kids always wanted to hang out.
Our house. This was the fun house. But switching it over, I'm not really sure that we need to see Gina fake showing a house to her boyfriend. What is this scene? What is happening here?
You know what? In housewife world, you know, I don't know. Maybe like a couple housewives were missing. They had to do a filler scene. Like, I don't know. Like, I've definitely been in situations where like two or three girls couldn't film that day. I filmed my scene. They're like, hey, can we get an extra scene today with you and Noelle just going to eat an ice cream cone together? And I'm like, I know what this is. This is not going to make the show.
Yeah, this is a change of outfit.
Exactly.
But this one made the show. I actually was fine. I thought they had the two, I forget their names, but the two people come over and talk about how to sell a house. I was interested in that. Like, I was like, oh, good point. Something I wouldn't have thought of because I'm not a real estate agent.
Right.
But I mean, then we have like, let's role play. And I'm like, listen, I'm interested in a different type of role play. This one, not so much.
Right.
Then there's the Tamara and Jen meetup. Tamara gets emotional and says that her head has not been in a great space recently and she's taking it out on Jen. Tamara wants to start fresh and invites Jen and Ryan to come on John's boat.
All right. First of all, I'm glad that Tamara apologized because throwing the napkin in the face thing did not sit right with me. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. I felt like Tamara was better than that. I felt like, you know, she's such a wordsmith and a shade assassin that there's no reason for her to throw anything. She's doing good, just opening up her mouth and wearing everyone out. So I'm really glad that Tamara did apologize. Now, as far as her, like, you know, her head not being in a great space and whatever, and making that excuse, I don't know if that was like, if that's the case, because she seems like she's doing just fine to me. And her head seems to be more than in a good place. So I don't know. But you know how it's like when you do something, you make an ass out of yourself, because I've been in that boat as well, where you're like, you know, I've just been going through
Hormones. I'm going through menopause.
You know, all these things were happening. So that's why I like did that to you. I'm sorry. So sometimes you just need to like lean on some things that are happening in your life, but not necessarily the reason why you were like an ass. You know what I'm saying? But I've been there, Tamara, girl. I get it. I'm just glad you apologized at the end of the day.
I had to, honestly, I know this is going to sound bad because it was supposed to be an intimate moment between the two ladies. I was laughing. One, I was like, this is full blown. Jen doesn't want to accept this apology. Tamara clearly feels bad that she did it, but we all know this shit ain't over. This ain't stopping here. And it ain't stopping after Jansen's boat.
Right.
This is going to continue on.
Exactly.
Because ultimately, once a woman has a bad feeling in their mouth about another man that their friends are with, it's very hard to pretend you don't.
Exactly.
Like my friend's husband
said that.
Or and take it back.
Cam stood on it for so many episodes. It's kind of hard to be like, well, you know.
You're a great guy. But then I had to like almost pee a little when they were on the boat. And Tamara was like, how could I look at him? He's got leopard on his collar.
Oh my God. That was funny. Okay, first like of all, is it a requirement for them to be on a boat in every episode? Or is that
every freaking episode? But hold on, before they even get on the boat, it is so awkward between John and Shannon. What is happening here? Do you think they were already breaking up?
I don't know, but it was that boat ride was a very uncomfortable boat ride to watch. I don't know what's happening, you know, just watching that scene, what's happening with John and Shannon, but I definitely felt like the whole thing with Jen and Brian and then Tam and her guy, like it just was a mess. I was like, the boat ride was a bad idea for them to get together in this way, because there's a bunch of people that's got a bunch of shit going on who definitely, you know, need to like.
Now they're stuck where they're not even near land.
What's that?
And they're not even near land.
Exactly. So they can like walk off, make a dramatic exit, which is always a housewife favorite. You know, but I'm leaving. I feel comfortable, whatever. And they're like, what do you do? Just jump in the water? So I don't know. That boat ride was, it was very awkward and uncomfortable to watch. Very tense.
Well, in between the awkward and uncomfortable boat ride, we have a small little pivot to Heather meeting the co-founders of Fireside, Mark Cuban and a woman named Fallon. Fireside is the first interactive streaming service. Heather says that new eyeballs on her will lead to more work and says she needs this platform to work. Have you heard of Fireside?
After I saw this episode, I Googled it and now I know what it is. And not only do I know what it is, I think Heather is on to something here. And my butt needs to be like meeting with Mark Cuban and the other guy, like to talk about like anything with it. Sounds amazing. Sounds like a great play for her. Like, honestly. Like,
it does sound great, but I'm worried that this Fireside is not really going to set her IMDb on fire.
Oh. Well, listen, I still think at the end of the day, whatever, you know.
A hustle's a hustle. Do what you got to do.
You can't knock the hustle. She's got to try.
She got to try. But I am curious, what made you change into all of a sudden really getting into wanting to get into acting again? Was it after getting off Housewives or was it because you were an empty nester? Like what? Because we've seen a big shift. She never talked about it last season.
Right. Well, for me, I've always been interested in acting. I've done some things like, you know, even during my modeling years. But it was just something that I didn't want to really focus on until I could focus on it. So as a model, I was busy. I was like, you know, flying Europe and working, whatever. And then I went right from modeling to reality TV. And then that took up so much of my time. So I didn't ever want acting to be like a sidekick job for me. I knew
you wanted to really focus.
If I was going to do it, I wanted to be taken seriously and I wanted to be respected. And I wanted to have time to do the work. So that's why I waited until I was done with Housewives to really focus on it.
And do we think Fireside will teach us what exactly a pied-à-terre is?
I hope so. I really hope so. I hope Fireside will teach us a lot more than that, to be honest. I am so here for it.
Oh my gosh, Tamara's face when that happens. But then it gets more, like we're starting to see, it's starting to switch over where you're starting to see all the women conspiring. I feel like it's going to be against Heather a little bit. Tamara tells Jen and Heather at the workout class that she went on a double date with Shannon and John and that they seemed super happy. Mm-hmm. Heather agrees. And then Tamara says Heather has said complete opposite and talk shit to Emily and Gina. Did we like the Tamara testing the bait here? I think Heather is always thinking like five steps ahead. So I think second that Tamara did that, Heather was like, I know what's happening. I ain't admitting a thing. I've already planned out my next four seasons on this show or Beverly Hills.
Well, I do like the way she kind of, you know, when you're in a situation, because I always felt like anytime you're together with more than one housewife, like three or four, it's always like, okay, there's a reason why we're all together. Like, is the red dot on my head? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So I always kind of felt like, is this an ambush? What's getting ready to happen? So once that came up, if I knew that I had said something and all of a sudden it's just coming up now, I'd be like, oh shit. Okay. I'm going to hope that there hasn't been other conversations with the other ladies outside of me and just play this out and be like, oh yeah, you know, they're great, whatever, whatever, whatever. And just pray that it doesn't, the tape doesn't roll back, which you know good and well it is.
Yeah.
Telling these other people what's going on. So, but you got to take your chance on the off chance that something crazy happens with some of the other cast members that like trumps maybe this moment, but
yeah,
it usually doesn't work out. But that was always like a silent prayer for me. I was like, oh, I'm in a hot seat. Hopefully Teddy's going to do something that's going to be horrible. And they're like, my boy.
Then it's going to overshadow this for a couple weeks.
Exactly.
Because then this last scene, was so beyond awkward. Shannon, John, Tamara, Eddie, Jen, and Ryan. We already talked about the boat.
Yeah.
The outfit choices, kind of for all of them. I was slightly confused for the boat. There's like they're all very formal for a boat, in my opinion.
Their outfits were well thought out,
except for Ryan. His jacket had been vandalized.
Oh my goodness. Ryan just can't catch a break.
He can't catch a break. He says he's like, feeling
all he had to do was just dress normal on the boat. And at least left him alone on that.
Like, at least just please, we don't need Von Dutch. We just want a regular grown man's outfit. That's all we're asking for.
Like, we're on your ass enough. Like don't give any extra ammunition.
Throwing us softballs here, buddy. Like, come the fuck on. Just throw on a Travis Miller outfit and call it a day.
Like, seriously. Like, all you had to do was just be normal looking on the boat. You knew the spotlight was going to be on you. And you had to wear the jacket.
Well, did you ever read that book? It was like where men learn about peacocking. And it comes as a Bible. And it's like the men's guide to dating or women's guide to date, whatever. And it's talking about how men like neg women and they peacock because if they show one defining thing, a woman will always notice you over a, yeah. I'm like, I feel like he read that book.
He
still follows it to this day. And I will admit that when I met Edwin, I saw that book on his bookcase and I was like, ew, disgusting. Is that why you had on the leather pants and the ponytail when I met you?
Listen, well, I will say to Brian's credit, he probably had some inkling that he was going to be the man of the hour. He was like, you know what? I'm going to get a lot of camera time. So I'm going to put my nice little ensemble together and I'm going to make sure. And I think his collar had the nerve to be up too.
His collar even had the nerve. His collar had the nerve. He had the nerve to respond. Eddie needs a freaking orange after this episode. I was like, oh my gosh, like Eddie is like a new man. I'm like, Eddie is so good right now. He breaks it down. He's like, Ryan, have you ever cheated on your wife? And Ryan's like, yeah, multiple times. And then Eddie's like, well, that gives you a cheater labor. Then he's like, did you ever say that my wife was hot? And he's like, this one time, right, with my friend. Like it was so bad. And then Tamara, of course, has to make the joke, like, who's going to get married? And then Ryan has to say that him and Jen are definitely getting married. And then Tamara can't leave it. She has to say, but you got to get divorced first.
Of course. A very important fact. Thank you for pointing it out, Tam. But can this go by for 2 seconds? Okay. Like, I think the camera may have flashed to Jen's face. And, you know, we've been riding for you, Teddy and I. We have given you nothing but grace, girl. But when Ryan sat up and said, and owned it very confidently, that he cheated on his ex multiple times, I think it showed her, and she was just sitting there, I'm like, I don't know. At that point, I just would have been like, you know, it's one thing for everybody else to talk shit about it. Another thing to just hear him just,
at that point, I would have at least said, that's nothing to brag about, Ryan. Yeah. You know, like, at some point, show that you have a pulse, Jen.
Yes, yes.
Like, you don't have to ream him out, but you could tell it already made her uncomfortable.
Yes.
When he said the thing about, there was something else that he said right at the beginning. Oh, he's the one that brought up the dick pic. He tried to make a dick pic joke.
The joke, yeah, which...
And you could tell she's like, well, you're the one that brought that up. So now go, you know, like you could tell he wants to be in this.
Oh, no, he was dressed for the part. He was ready. He was ready for this episode. But I just like to your point, Teddy, I just feel like at this point I need Jen to be like, you know what? You don't need to be writing about that. Like, you know, we're already getting enough crap about this stuff. So you need to like say your truth and maybe say, you know what? I don't feel good about this. But yeah,
that's all he would have done.
Pull back in, because we were trying to, because I'm at the point now where, hey, if they love it, I love it. Like, I have no problem with Ryan and Jen being together, but I still want to feel like
he's a decent human being.
that if they do get married, because he did say they he thought they would, that it might actually work. Like, I'm kind of rooting for them. And now I'm not sure why. I may have to jump off the ship.
I don't know. I was hoping that this scene would have made me appreciate Ryan a little bit more, but it actually just made me feel bad for Jen and hope that she sees that, like, by watching this back, you probably can do better.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I definitely walked away from this scene feeling like, oh, Jen, this ain't looking good for you, girl. It's just not looking good. But God bless you if you want to continue on the Ryan journey. But I was with you, and, you know, just like they love to get on a boat in Orange County, this is where I kind of had to get off the boat, the Jen and Ryan boat.
I'm
jumping overboard here.
The way he even acted. And then I don't know if it's scenes for next week, something, he's like, I want to be with you and your, I think he said boobies forever. I'm just like, can you just try not to be a douche lord for a second? We're trying to give you a shot because we like your girl.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's in his capability.
What are we going to do? I've lost sleep over Jen and Ryan at this point.
Jen, can we fix you up? I mean.
Jen, you can hang out with me. I'm single. We can work these streets together, girl. Let's do it. We're not working streets. No,
I was going to say.
You know what I mean? In a prostitute type way.
Oh my gosh. But the fan thoughts for this episode are, yes, Ryan gives off Slade vibes. Who, you probably don't know who Slade is. Gina's scenes are a skip. A lot of people feel like a lot of this episode was about Heather wanting to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't know. I mean,
you
I think
this was her audition tape to be on Beverly Hills?
I don't know. I mean, part of me, I kind of feel like, I feel like we brought this up before. I mean, she's like rich. She's like fabulous. I mean, I feel like in a lot of ways she could work either show. But I think it, you know, to your point last time we brought it up, Beverly Hills is a different cup of tea. Those girls are a little different from the Orange County girls. So I don't know if she really fits there. But money wise, she could go that way. So
money wise, I'm pretty sure if me and Cynthia sold everything inside of all of our homes and our homes, they're not going to be $55 million. So shout out to you guys. Congratulations.
This is true. Truer words have never been said.
Well, cheers to us. Hopefully by the next episode, I'll have 5 more followers and you'll stay.
Follow Teddy, you guys. I appreciate you guys following me, but now we got to get Teddy. What's your goal? Like, you're.
Well, I feel like I've been at 1 million for like a year.
All right. So we need to get you to.
1.5 million would be nice.
That's a good goal. So I am kicking off the campaign to get Teddy to 1.5. And trust me, I was like close to 4 million. It took like literally every person and their parents and their animals had to follow me to get me to that 4 million. Once you start going up and you get to the millions like that, baby, it does not get easier. It's like a struggle. The struggle is real. Like,
oh my.
I probably will never reach 5 million. That's not even a goal.
No, we are a positivity podcast here. Don't you know? It's so weird.
But it's hard. It's hard because you got to get them to follow you and then you got to get them to stay, to stand on it. And you know, stay following you.
It's like, you know, but hey, we can
follow both of us. Like,
follow, you know, both of us, you know, let us know your thoughts. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back with you next week.
Bye, you guys.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz, this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.